back together again, you and I, Thursday, July 28th, 2022, right here on Connecticut. Today we talked about the Connecticut Republican U.S. Senate race taking an increasingly nasty turn and a new interesting commercial by the Leora Levy campaign. University of New Haven Professor of Finance Dr. Demesiu Ejara joined us to talk about the latest national economic news and the debate still going regarding whether or not we are in a recession. Let's start with this, shall we? We are now seeing, you know what a haymaker is, right? A big looping punch. Not a little jab, not a little uppercut in a fight, whether it's boxing or hockey or a good street fight or a bar brawl or anything like that. But boy, the gloves are coming off in the Republican Senate fight. Oh, isn't this good? Now, you know, 2 days ago on Tuesday, we had the live audio here on WICC. Regarding the Senate debate between Peter Lumage, Themis Claridis, and Leora Levy. And it went just about, I think, as people thought, right? You would think that it, Themis Claridis casting herself as kind of the moderate in the middle that could actually beat Dick Blumenthal, Peter Lumage casting himself as the steady, authentic, I guess would be the word, quote unquote, conservative that he's always been one, casting aspersions at Leora Levy, who, you know, he was saying basically she's an insider. She alternated between, you know, Mr. Trump and she's invoking him. And at one time she was a Mitt Romney person. And Leora Levy, you know, responding as a lot of people in that position would, saying, hey, I've evolved over the years. I don't stay set in my ways. Certain, life occurrences, whatever, and that's, you know, to be expected. Now, also to be expected, are the haymakers, the big punches that are being thrown here, and the Levy campaign has released a spot. I don't know where this buy is going to be. It'll probably be in digital advertising. You may see it on Channel 8 or Channel 30 or Fox 61 or Channel 3 or Cablevision, who knows, leading up to the primary in a couple of weeks. But it is a it's a pretty, I guess you would call it, sharp-edged attack, perhaps, on Themis Claridis by Leora Levy. The name of the spot is called Quiz, Q-U-I-Z, Quiz. And I'll play it for you a couple of times here. Let me know what you think about this. 203-333-9422. 333-WICC. And if you are a registered Republican, or if you were a registered Republican, who would you be voting for? Or who are you going to vote for in this contest? If you are a registered member and are going to vote a week from this coming Tuesday on August 9th. So this is called Quiz. Obviously, you don't produce a commercial like this in 2 days. This is already in the can, as they say in broadcasting. When something is pre-recorded weeks or months ahead, you know how you're going to attack a candidate. So you record it, you get it done, you put the final touches on it. The candidate says, that's great, you did a great job, and you put this in the can. So here is the rather pointed ad that the Levy campaign has released against Themis Claridis.
I'm Leora Levy, and I approve this message.
Pop quiz. Do you know Themis Claridis? True or false? Themis Claridis helped write some of the country's strictest gun control laws. True or false? Themis Claridis didn't vote for Trump.
Did you vote for Donald Trump?
No.
True or false? Themis Claridis is proud of her work to make Connecticut a sanctuary state for abortion. Now you really know Themis Claridis. She's just not one of us.
She's not one of us. Wow, that's some pretty harsh stuff there, huh? What do you think of that? 203-333-9422. 333-WICC. What do you think of that? She's not one of us. Whoo, boy. The fists are flying, the cross checks, a little spear in the corner there, the flying elbow. Boy, this is getting good and nasty. I like this. Listen, the nastier a campaign is, honestly, the more I like it, right? It's like a good street fight. It's like if you're a wrestling fan, you don't want to see some boring match, you know? You want to see some people coming off the top rope here. Like the guy I used to like growing up, Jimmy Superfly Snuka. He used to come right off the top rope, drop the hammer, boom, 1, 2, 3, that's it, ring, tap out. All right, 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. Surprised by this or not? Is it going to make a difference? Do you pay attention to any of this advertising? Or could Peter Lumage or could Leora Levy, I don't know, pull the upset here? I mean, it's a fascinating race, at least I think. Now, maybe I could be wrong, and maybe a lot of Republicans in the state are just there going, when's the primary day? All right, it's a week from Tuesday. Okay, wake me up then. Traffic and weather together right here on the Sixes on WICC. So as we mentioned, one of the big stories today that we've been following for you while you're busy doing other happier stuff is whether or not the U.S. is officially in a recession. Are we there? Are we not there? Are we close? Do we use the basic principles that we learned in Economics 101? Or is this situation a little more complicated than that? We welcome back a previous guest to WICC. He's an associate professor of finance at the Pompeia College of Business at the University of New Haven, Dr. Demesiu Ejara, to maybe straighten me out on this. Dr. Ejara, it's Paul here at WICC. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. So I'll give you the big, tough question right up front. Are we in a recession or are we not? What do you think?
Well, according to the technical definition of recession by NBER, we are in recession because the GDP declined for two consecutive quarters. But the economy looks strong. I think from this point onward, I feel the economy is on a positive track.
Yeah, Dr. Ejara, that's interesting because this is what we're hearing all day, right? As you say, the classic definition that even I learned in Economics 101 years ago, you know, contraction in two straight quarters, that's a recession. But there are a lot of positive numbers out there, and it's really fascinating, is it not, that both of these things are happening at the same time?
Yes, because you know, the recession, the decline is, I believe, caused by the supply chain and the, you know, the chips problems, which decreased the production of electronic equipment, cars. And then the other issue is the oil, the energy problem, which increased the costs and also cut down on production. But the other news these days is that the government decided to release from the national oil reserve hundreds of millions of barrels. So that will probably help reduce the energy costs. And also $52 billion government approved to boost production of chips in the U.S. That may also help that sector. Unemployment rate is low. We don't know exactly which way it will go from this. It is at a historical low. And the stocks went up yesterday as well as today, which indicate that we are on a positive track. Stock market is a leading indicator. So I think the near future is positive. Also, I also look at another data, which is called output gap. The output gap is the difference between the actual output and what the aggregate output ought to be, given the level of employment, technology, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So the output gap was negative the last two quarters, but the forecast for the following quarters is positive.
Dr. Demisio Ajara is the guest. Doctor, hang on. I have to take a break here. We'll get back to the discussion here as to all these numbers and what they're showing and not showing momentarily. Dr. Demisio Diro Ajara, PhD, is an associate professor of finance at the Pompeia College of Business at the University of New Haven. More with him coming up. First, traffic and weather together right here, 4:36 on the Sixes on a Thursday on WICC. All right, we'll get back to open phones momentarily. Top of the hour and carry you the rest of the way. A few more minutes now with Dr. Demisio Ajara, PhD, he's an associate professor of finance at the Pompeia College of Business at the University of New Haven. Dr. Ajara, your thoughts on these the Federal Reserve hiking interest rates here to kind of slow down the economy. It's been done over the years several times with the warning, though, that sometimes it can raise consumer-level interest rates, you know, like on credit cards and things like that. What are your thoughts on that?
The increase in the federal funds rate will increase the interest rate in the economy in general and on consumer credits, too. Because of low unemployment and the economy is basically strong, so that's why the Federal Reserve is strong about just fighting inflation. So they may increase even in September, depending upon what happens between today and September. They usually are data-based. So definitely the interest rate on consumer loans will go up because of this.
So when those rates, Dr. Ajara, go up, does that cause, I don't know whether the word would be anger or frustration, say, from some of these lending institutions? Because I can envision, Dr. Ajara, where, you know, they know the Fed wants to slow down inflation here, but these institutions that put out credit cards and loans, they're still trying to push a product, right? And is there a point where they get angry, you know, with the Fed and say, hey, stop making us charge more interest here because you're charging us more to borrow the money? Isn't that kind of a delicate balance?
Yes, it is, but at least they usually raise interest rate on credit cards and short-term consumer loans. So I don't think it's much of a big deal at this particular point. They usually raise anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So from the consumer's point of view, consumers may have to be very careful not to get stuck in too much debt. As much as possible, probably postpone some purchases to the extent possible. So, you know, the variable rate lenders, they adjust usually, so depending upon the level of the interest rate, I don't think it matters much.
Sure. Finally, Dr. Ajara, the contraction was not all that much in the economy, as you said before. The indicators are better. The overall unemployment rate is low. Gas prices are falling again. So when do you think we see, and I know this is a very tough question that I've asked you and other experts before, when does the inflation thing finally slow down and abate? Are we talking 3 months, 6 months, a year? When do you think, what's your best guess as to when this finally goes away or at least minimizes?
I think it will come down to a reasonable level by the end of the year.
Okay, so you're betting the end of 2022, which will be interesting timing there. Dr. Demisio Diro Ajara, PhD, Associate Professor of Finance at the Pompeia College of Business at, of course, the University of New Haven. Dr. Ajara, we thank you for coming back on the show. Take it easy, sir, and we'll talk down the road. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. So there's some optimism there, folks. The end of the year, which is not that far away. We're getting there. It's the end of month 7 already. I know because I made my car payment today. See that? Did it on time.